I live in Malibu, California, near a big stretch of beach called Zuma Beach. And I ran my clinic there for 10 years before I moved it into Santa Monica, before I got moved to jail. And I was driving by the beach one day, and the lifeguards were around. There was someone down on the beach. Some days we have 100 rescues on Zuma. It's serious, powerful, big waves there. Big riptide. Fun beach to play at. And I went over. I know a lot of the lifeguards. There was a girl down screaming in pain on the ground. I didn't know what was wrong. They didn't either, but they'd already called the county helicopter because you need to be evacuated by the county because the strip of highway is 27 miles and it's all traffic jammed in the summer. And if you were sick, you couldn't get to the hospital in time, theoretically, for them to kill you or to save your life. So they take you out by helicopter, and they called the helicopter, and I went over and I said, "What's wrong?" And the girl was lying down. She was writhing in pain. She had spasms in her body. I talked to her for a minute. What I saw is she was having a severe menstrual cramp. In other words, her uterus had almost Charlie horsed, and it was grabbing and it wouldn't let go. And if you men can't relate to that, think about maybe a pliers on your penis or something like that. She had tremendous menstrual cramping. I ran over to Alexander's Market there, and I grabbed a beef and bean burrito and threw it in the microwave. I ran to the back of the market, got a quart of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, came back out, ding, grabbed my beef and bean burrito, went across the street to the road and put the beef and bean burrito on her pubic bone and the Häagen-Dazs ice cream on her forehead, at which point all the lifeguards who know me thought that I had absolutely flipped for sure now. Within a minute, she was healed. She was fine. And the county helicopter, you could hear the whoop, whoop, whoop of the blades coming over the hills, and they called it off. Now imagine what would have happened if she would have gone to the hospital. God, I can just imagine. What happened? Hydrotherapy. I didn't have water, and although I know it wasn't vegetarian, but it was the only burrito sitting there. And I generally don't like to use microwave ovens, but you know what the greatest treatment used in the entire world for menstrual cramps is outside of the United States? It's very scientific. A hot water bottle, okay? But we don't do that. We don't do those things in this country anymore. We don't even make those nice little fuzzy covers for them that you have to get your grandmother to make because nobody knows how to do it anymore. Hot water drew the blood out of the uterus to the surface, and the cold ice cream on her head. It is the zone diet. Häagen-Dazs ice cream, beef and bean burrito. But we just use the zone for external treatment in emergencies. But that's the power. Brought her right out of it. Hot and cold. I can't tell you how many times I've hurt myself. I spent 22 years in the martial arts, and I've ripped and broke everything. And an injury that you would think would take a month to heal, within a few hours can be better. The hot and cold. You know, after I burnt my hand, after 3 or 4 days, when I was really going through some trauma and it was all blood and exposed bone, I did hot and cold hydrotherapy on it. And it brought me to my knees and crying in the bathtub. And that's when I first saw my great healing move forward with it. In fact, for the first 6-7 days after I burnt my hand, I didn't have a bowel movement on my own. Why would that be? I was freaked out. I was filled with fear. What does hot and cold water do to you? You have to give it all up. Man, you have to give it all up when that cold water hits you in the butt. You have to give it up. You can no longer be hip. You can no longer be cool. Yeah, it's a great healing. Then there's a more powerful treatment that I learned at Dr. Christopher's. But he hadn't done it in years, and he wrote a booklet on it, and he told me how to do it. And I said, "Doc, one of the reasons I started working for the doc is because I suggested that we take everything that he had written about or talked about, but actually do it. Live subjects, live experimentation, real demonstrations. Let's make the herbal formulas and the tonics. Let's do the cold sheet treatment." And he said, "Yeah, I want that." So he hired me to work for him. And I did for a number of years until he died, and then I still worked at a school for about 10 years after that. But one thing I did multiple times a year is the cold sheet treatment. But he didn't let me on to a lot of the little tidbits when I first did it. And I did it on one of the teachers there, and I had this man on his hands and knees, and when I put in the garlic injection, he leaped across the bathroom floor, hit his head on the wall, and knocked himself out. And I thought, geez, the doc didn't write that in. So I have refined and given you all those little tidbits, like wear a crash helmet if you're on your heads and knees, or whatever in here. So a lot of people know that I suggest the cold sheet treatment once a week if you have a killer disease and you're on the cancer program, if you're on the new incurables program or the Blitz program. But this gives you all those little things that weren't in Dr. Christopher's book. He made it out like it was just kind of a happy, lovely treatment. And what happens if you, you know, how do you know if you've drunk enough tea? Well, you tip your head to the side and it pours out your ear. That was his anecdote for saying that. That's all fine and great, but the reality is this person turns into the exorcist in the tub and is vomiting green bile. I had one patient vomit green bile in my mouth. It was like, oh, okay, now I need kyan tincture. And so the realities are in here. How to do it, how to succeed at it. That's the reality, is I want you to be able to go home and do it and remember to put the Vaseline on your butt. Do you know what I'm saying? For those of you that have done it. So there's two treatments in here, basically. The hot and cold shower explained and the cold sheet treatment explained in detail. With details that you'll never get anywhere else because nobody knows, because nobody does it anymore. Well, there's a few. And our group is starting to do it again, and I thank all those that are doing it because it's a great treatment, and it is a transformation physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In this tub, I have seen people get what would be 20 years worth of psychotherapy in 2 hours in this tub. Some of you know that. A very, very powerful treatment. So don't forget your hydrotherapy when you're trying to move the blood around, the nutrition to the cells, the waste away, and create a major change in your body. And the last segment of powerful programs before I go into the incurables would be the emotional and spiritual programs. And let me tell you a little bit about the few things I like to add in here besides the basics. Affirmations. A lot of people think this is some kind of new age thing. Really, what's more new age is hating ourselves. You know, I found that throughout history, people have had emotional disorders, but there's a real new wave of it's come on, really. I talked about Hollywood a bit, about not being happy with ourselves, not loving ourselves, and having a miserable life. I had a woman that called me from Florida. Nice young girl. She had AIDS. She was dying. According to the doctors, she had T-cell count of 1. Some days it was 2. It's pretty low. It doesn't get much lower until you can't find any T-cells at all. Name was Laura, but she was so negative. She was doing the juices. She was doing this and that, but she was so negative. And I said, Laura, you really have to work on your positive affirmations. And she kept putting it off, and I kept letting her get away with it. And one day I said, Laura, I am not going to work with you anymore unless you can give me one great positive affirmation tomorrow morning when you call. And she said, okay. And she called me up, and she goes, I got it, Dr. Schultz. And I said, what's that? And she said, the cancer is not going to eat my whole body alive and kill me. She died within a week, okay? Your mind and your spirit has to be involved with a healing. It's not just a physical program. It's not just getting blood. It's just not getting blood to the area that's sick. It's just not unblocking it with cayenne pepper, garlic. I mean, I love them all. Or with the juicer. Or with moving the body, or with hydrotherapy. Remember we talked about the immune cells being driven? and exactly what they're supposed to do to the cancer cell by a neuropeptide, and what is the neuropeptide that they're getting. You know, there's two ways to look at things, you know, half empty, half full. I can hear people's affirmations without even them talking. I can hear, I know what's going on through their mind. You sit for 20 years in a clinic looking at people and they don't even have to talk anymore. You know what they're thinking. I watch people's affirmations and their self-image. I mean, you can just go on and on about it. Well, these are my black shoes, but when I was in Geneva, a guy actually ran over this toe with a cart and cut the shoe, and should I put new ones on before I came here? Was anybody going to notice that cut in my shoe? And actually, this suit I bought at Nordstrom's, but I was worried because I'm half colorblind. They said it was olive green. Is it brown? And does it look natural? Or people, I don't know. And maybe I shouldn't have worn my vest. My vest is over the top, okay? And maybe people aren't going to accept me, or they're going to think I'm rich and they'll hate me. They hate rich people. Or maybe I shouldn't have definitely worn my gold watch chain and my 100-year-old pocket watch that I like, but maybe you won't. And the Versace tie, that could have been way too much for today, but it was green. I thought it was herbal. Cufflinks, gold. I don't know, last time I was filming a video, Sally said, you know, you have a hole in your tooth. Thanks a lot. And, you know, I got a space, see it? Right here? I got a space. You know, I thought I was perfect up until that moment. I got a space here in my tooth. She pointed it out. Now I see it. Look, in every picture, that's why I don't smile with my mouth open anymore. I'm fat. I am a little fat, guys. I mean, you know why I'm fat? Because I don't move my ass enough and I overeat. Okay, let's get real. Hey, if he knows so much about herbs and health, why doesn't he have any hair on the top of his head? I don't know. If I knew, I'd have more. Okay? I got plenty in my ears now and coming out my nose and on my butt. But it's all gone here. I don't know. Although I do like the size and shape of my breasts and the placement of my nipples. The point is, what's the point here? A point is when I was down in the ready room and John was getting me ready and my hair wasn't sticking down over here and all that stuff that just makes me part of the crowd, I look in the mirror and I'm, yeah, I love this guy. I love this guy. I don't care about this space here. Man, let it grow. Let it shrink. This isn't what I'm about. The tooth, that's not what I'm about, is the tooth or the suit or the watch or the hair. That's not what I'm about. I love myself. I love what I do. I love my life. I love Anisha. I love my son Arthur. I'm going to have another kid. I get to come up here and shoot my mouth up on the stage and people are laughing and smiling and then I even get paid to do this. Okay, I love my life. I love who I am. I love every minute. I don't look at those other things that we all got. Stop concentrating on things that you fantasize or make up about yourself that are negative. Look at all the blessings and all the wonderful things. My patients used to come in and complain about the silliest things. I go, you're walking, you're talking. And some of them say, but yeah, don't you notice I'm dragging my foot? Drag a foot! Drag a foot! Hey, let's all try it. You know? I mean, come on. We're tough. Life is great. This could be heaven right here. We're spending all our time thinking about where we're going to go next. How about thinking about where we are right now? This is awesome. I'm blissed out. When I trained with Dr. Jensen, he woke up every morning and he said, I love life. He would shout it out the windows. The guy's still alive. He's beat a number of different diseases, including recently healed himself of cancer. Dr. Christopher used to wake up every morning and pound his chest and go, "It's great to be alive." These are the kind of affirmations that I grew up with. The best part of my childhood, when I look back and reflect on it, was probably the fact that my parents died when I was so young that I never got ruined. And I don't mean by them, I mean by the system. I didn't have to go to any schools I didn't want to go to. I could go to communes. I could go to different schools. I didn't get ruined. My mind didn't get rotted. Maybe we're all born geniuses, and some of us get less damage than others growing up and getting poisoned. But you have to come to the crusade if you want to hear me talk about the public school system. Okay, I heard someone out in the hallway talking to someone about they're having diarrhea. And I want to answer some questions. And they were laughing, and I don't think it's very funny. God, you guys are sick. A lot of people don't know it, but diarrhea is genetic, runs in your genes. Hey, you know the show Star Trek, you know, Captain Kirk and all that? You know what's similar about the USS Enterprise, the starship, and a roll of toilet paper? They're both designed to wipe out Klingons around Uranus. I still had some heart problems when I went to Dr. Jensen for the first time. And after talking with him, he told me in the evening he was going to tell me how to heal myself. And I came in with 14 pads and 18 pens and a tape recorder, and I was ready to hear the most detailed herbal formula and natural healing routine I'd ever heard in my life. And he only told me one thing. He said, "Lighten up, dude. Learn 1,000 jokes." That was it. He saw that one of the ways I was using to kill myself was being too serious. And believe me, that was all my patience. And that's what Brenda was talking about too, about thinking that, you know, your cancer was you and you had to kill it. So I made all my very ill patients learn jokes, literally, and come in and tell me jokes before we started. Made me feel better. You can just imagine these people sitting there bleeding from half their body in pain and crying. Well, two guys were in a bar. You know what? It works. People, when they get sick, they lose their sense of humor. They cut the area off from the rest of their body, think that I'm well, but it's just this part over here that's sick. It's not them anymore. Learn 1,000 jokes, help my patients. Positive affirmations helped my patients. A lot of times when you write a positive affirmation, you come up with a negative one. It's very common. Look at the negative one and create a positive one about it. You're not perfect. You're going to have negative stuff. When you have negative stuff, look at it, write it down, and figure out how to turn it into something positive. Even if you have to fake it at first. I love myself. I love myself. You might have to fake it at first. You know why? Because you have to practice. A lot of us aren't very good at it. We don't love ourselves. We don't love our life. We don't love our job. We don't love our wife or our husband or the person we live with. We don't love much at all. We don't love anything. We hate. We don't like it. Fake it. Rework the negative ones. You get better. It's amazing how you get better. After a while, when you look in the mirror, you don't see the space in your tooth. You don't see that your hair is falling out of the top of your head. You see the person you're blissed out about. The mind is so powerful. I had a lady that had a breast tumor. She came to see me. She wanted to have surgery, but it had already metastasized. It was in her lymph. They basically said she was going to die no matter what she did. And so she came to see me, and I saw her for a few visits. And one thing that I always did that's been given up in most of medicine was house calls. I love to go to a person's house and see what their stuff is. And I went to her house and she showed me around and everything looked pretty good. But on our way to her bedroom, we walked by this other door that was closed and I said, what's in there? And when I said, what's in there? She went, don't go in. And I thought, well, that's exactly what I want to do. Any good natural healing detective would immediately want to know what's in there. So I opened the door and her knees buckled. And it was a child's room, but everything was covered with sheets and there were cobwebs and it was dead. And I asked about it, and it was her daughter. Her young daughter had died about 12, 13 years back, and her daughter was only a kid. And so she just froze off that room and never went in there and just kept it the way it was. And I said, well, one of the first things we're going to have to do is empty out the room, unless your daughter's coming back sometime soon. And then if she does, hey, make her a new room. She isn't going to want this crap anyway, right? So let's get the room cleaned out. And she goes, oh, God. And I said, and you got to do it. I want you to haul it out. She did. And on the first load to the dumpster of some books and games or pens and pencils, when she dropped it in the dumpster, she had a tremendous pain in her breast. She grabbed her breast and she started crying. And it was only about a month before her cancer was gone. Her cancer, there were a lot of reasons for it, your food and blockage and constipation and the liver and all that. But there's always a couple big ones. And the big one was a room. She had the death room next to her bedroom. And it was frozen. You know, breasts are about nurturing and about children. And she had the death room. A temple to death next to her bed. A lot of people have that in their house. I had a woman, I got a house call that she had colitis. She was a staff member of an organization. They said, please see her, it's very important. She had colitis. I went in her room. She had been bleeding from the bowels. Horrible colitis. She'd had it for a couple years. I'm snooping around her room and I look up on the wall and I'm asking her about stuff, and there was a diploma of her in college. And I said, hey, what's this? And she went, oh. I said, what's that? And she goes, and I could see that it was hurting her stomach, so I wanted to know more. And she said that was, and it was magna cum laude. She was the top of her class. She goes, I hated college. She said, I hated going to college. I hated everything about college. She said that I didn't want to go, but my parents said if I didn't go, they wouldn't give me any money and support me, so I couldn't go out into the world, but I had to go to college. I hated it. And I said, can I look at this a little closer? And she said, yeah, and I took it, and then I flipped it over the back in a little tab on the back, and I pulled it out, and she got a little nervous because it was her diploma when I pulled it out, and I ripped it in half, and she went, oh, and double over in pain. Takes a little guts to do that kind of healing. And her colitis was gone in 3 days, never came back. I got 100 of these stories, guys. It's not all in the mind, but it's a big part that we can't forget. I had so many patients that was the root of it. They could still eat Twinkies and be well, because their mind was so bad. And when they fixed that, they got well. Now, for a total healing, yes, we do it all. But you can't forget this step. You know, everybody in here has got that darn box at home of important papers that you haven't looked in 5 years and you're never going to look in again. And I suggest just go home and pick it up and please take it to the dumpster and let it go. If there was anything in there you needed, you would have looked in there. But you haven't in 5 years. Let it go. Let it just drop it. It'll be a great healing for you. It'll be a load off your mind. We're like dragging around such big bags of crap with us everywhere we go. And everybody's got that stuff in their house. Look in your garage. It's like all the stuff that you think is priceless. I'll tell you, I know exactly what's going to happen to it. You're going to drop dead, and you're going to give it to your kids. They won't know what to do with it, and they're going to think it's the biggest bunch of crap they've ever seen, but they're going to get attached to it because it was yours, and then they're going to get cancer. Okay? So save yourself and save them and unload the garage. Do yourself a favor. I saw this with all my patients. You know, you really think this stuff is you, and let me tell you, your stuff is not you, but it can make you sick. Some of my patients had to quit their jobs. It's a thought that a lot of us don't like to think about because it affects our life maybe in a negative way. But death affects your life in a more negative way. So you got to quit your job. If you're working a toxic job physically, like a paint factory, a dry cleaning place, you might have to quit it. If you're working at a toxic job emotionally or spiritually, you got to get out of it. And if you have a relationship with a toxic person, fix it or get out. Get right or get out. When you're doing the Incurables program, when you're doing the Blitz, the person with you probably should not be the person you live with. It should be someone that's much more supportive of you. If you have someone supportive, you're lucky. Okay, let's talk about the Incurables program. Someone came to me with cancer. Let's get right down to it. What do? First thing, stop eating. Anybody that's faced with a life-threatening disease should not be eating any food at all, period. No food. You get a juicer and you turn it on and you get organic fruits and vegetables in your house and you live off that juicer. First thing you'll notice is you'll never have felt better. It takes too much energy to digest food. You don't need fat. You need nutrition. You need vitamins and minerals and enzymes and amino acids. And that's what you'll get from the juicer. And you juice until you're well. Organic is important. I have seen crops, even cayenne pepper, with so much insecticide on it that you couldn't even see the pepper. It looked like it had been in a snowstorm. Organic is absolutely important. Everywhere in the United States, in every town, we're starting to see more organic produce. And of course, the Pacific Northwest is big on organics up here. So I don't have to go into this spiel like I was speaking in New Jersey. Organic. Support your organic farmers. Yeah, it's a little more. Not as much as a hospital visit. Juicer, yeah. What kind of juicer? A lot of people say to me, what kind of juicer? Any juicer. Make juice. Don't get into the details. Don't let anything get in your way. My patients used to come to me and they'd say, well, you told me to get a Champion juicer. I don't really have that kind of money. Sell your house. Sell your house. Live in a tent. I don't care. My focus is for you to heal yourself. Sell your drapes. Someone will buy them. Sell your clothes. Sell your television set. It's making you sick anyway. Sell it. Sell your car. Sell your tires. Sell it piece by piece. Take the battery out, the radiator hoses. Sell it piece by piece. Sell your stuff. Sell that shoebox full of crap that you don't want to look in. Someone will think they got a good deal. 25 cents. Have a garage sale. I don't take excuses. You know, when I wanted to train with Dr. Jensen, I didn't have any money. I had about $300-$400. I had a 1960-something Pontiac. I drove cross country from New York to Dr. Jensen's in Southern California on fumes. The radiator leaked. I had to stop every 50, 7,500 miles, cool the car off for a couple hours, put water back in the radiator. And when I got to Dr. Jensen's, I was broke, and he said to take his internship, it'd be $900. I went to a car dealership in Oceanside, California, and I said, how much can I have for my Pontiac? And the guy goes, I can't give you a penny over $900. I said, I'll take it. I gave it to Dr. Jensen, and during my whole apprenticeship with him working in his clinic, I took a shower with a cold hose while all the other students were in motels. I lived in the bushes in the front of his driveway there was a hole that a dog had burrowed in, and I threw the dog out, and I lived in there myself. And I borrowed food from his organic garden, but I gave back recycled organic compost. Excuses suck, okay? They stink, and I don't tolerate them, and I don't listen to them from any of my patients ever. Get your butt out of the way. You're either going to get well or you're not, okay? I would have crawled on my hands and knees from New York to California, 3,000 miles, till they were bloody to study with Dr. Jensen, and I demand that type of energetic exchange from my patients that were faced with a killer disease. If I felt I was more concerned, I threw them out. Thank you. It's not because I'm a meanie, but that's what it takes to get well. That's what it takes to heal yourself of a killer disease that science and medicine can't even do. They can't do it because they don't want to lose you as a patient. They want you to still eat the Twinkies and the pizza and take a pill. And that's why they're not coming up with a cure. I watched my patients come up with a cure. But this is what it takes. You have to change your life. You have to give 110%. And you have to be dedicated. And you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And you have to have a sense of humor while you're doing it. You know, I had an 84, 85-year-old lady with colon cancer, invasive colon cancer, call me up on the phone. She was a sweet old lady. And she wasn't going to do anything. But for some reason, I was enjoying talking to her. And I said, well, do you have any herbs growing around your house? And she goes, yes, in the backyard, I have a lot of peppermint. She goes, I planted the darn stuff, and it took over my whole backyard. It likes to do that. And I said, well, you know, just start putting peppermint in your food and drink a lot of peppermint tea. Like, can you drink 10 cups a day? And she said, yeah. She healed herself of colon cancer with peppermint tea. I don't even know anything in peppermint that would do that. I mean, it's a digestive herb. I think of it as a nice digestive herb. Remember, people win the lottery too. You know, so there's a lot of stories about people that take one herb or do one thing and heal their cancer. But I let you know from personal experience that there's a million more stories of people that did that and dropped dead. If a person wants to win, if a person wants to live, you need a complete transformation. I used to have patients come in my clinic and lie on my table, and after 2 or 3 months on the program, a lot of them would sit up and they'd say, Dr. Schultz, and I'd go, yeah, they'd go, I don't even know who I am anymore. And I'd think, great, because who you were was killing you. So now you're a new person. I go, hey, why not even change your name? A lot of my patients just even change their name because everything about them was diseased and wrong. And the whole life that they had created was one that brought them face to face with a killer disease. And they were blissed out. So food. You stop all food and you go to juices only. The best juices. Lots of juices. How much can you drink? Remember, don't get stuck on that. What can you mix cabbage with cauliflower? Sure. How much carrot to wheatgrass? Are you stupid? Think about it. My patients used to come into my office and say, Dr. Schultz, I want to know what's wrong with me. How the heck was I supposed to know what was wrong with them? I go, you tell me what's wrong with you. And they go, well, wait a minute, I just paid you $150 to tell me what's wrong with me. I go, you need a psycho or a psychic. But that ain't me. I don't know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? We used to fight for about 15 minutes until they'd tell me what was wrong with them. How would I know? They know, you know, we all know. We've just been dumbified by society and the government. We know. And then after they'd finally realize that they knew and they'd tell me exactly what was wrong with them, which I knew what was wrong with them. Then the next question would always be, well, how much do I take? 2 dropperfuls 3 times a day, 3 dropperfuls 2 times a day, 60 drops or 2 dropperfuls, it's the same thing. Cauliflower juice and cabbage juice, or should I mix broccoli with Brussels sprouts? I mean, you said cruciferous, but did you mean 2 ounces here and 4 ounces there, or 4 ounces here and 3 ounces there? I heard this till I was blue in the face. Put it in your mouth. Drink it. See what happens. You're not that stupid. Everybody else wants you to think you're that stupid. They're the doctor. They have the degrees, and you're just a dumb moron. You're a sheep being led to the slaughter. You're not. I had to empower my patients back and give them a new life where they could ask themselves questions and get the answers. You know so much. Just breathe and close your eyes, and the answer's right there. Everybody's always, you know, what's the best juicer? Get a juicer. Okay, I could go on for an hour here if you wanted to know the champion. Hey, I send a lot of people to get champion juicers. I got one in my kitchen. We use it every day. I've had it for 25 years. It ejects pulp that's a little wet, so you're not getting all the nutrients out of it. Would you be better with another high-tech juicer? Well, it depends. How long do you want to spend cleaning it? Okay, the champion, I can clean quickly. My son can use it without cutting his fingers off. Well, what about the juice man and Jay Cordage? Hey, I love Jay. Saw him on TV last night. Okay, get a juice man. Then you got a 1-800 number. You can call him up or someone on his staff, and they can tell you how much juice to put with other juice, because you don't want to be fooling around with pineapple and cantaloupe, because you could blow up. Okay, and you'll get a videotape, and Jay will come right in your living room. Great. Some of my patients love that. John Rizzo, a little more crazy. He had to have the Norwalk, you know, the greater, the $2,000 job where you could hydraulically press your juice out. Fine. Some people had Jack O'Lane's Juice Tiger. It does blow up after about 3 carats, but it makes juice. Okay? I don't care. If you get stuck on the trivia, you will die. If you get stuck, you can create all these things to get in your way and stop you from getting down this road of health, or you can just unload, buy a juicer, drink juice, and move on. Does that make sense? You can't get stuck on the fine points. Doctors get stuck on the fine points. When it comes to elimination, you have to be flushing toxins out of your body the whole time on the Incurables program, the Cancer Blitz. You have to be on the bowel program 2 months. Cleaning your bowels out. You have to be doing the liver flush 1 week, and the next week, just when you're done with the liver flush and you go no more, you do the kidney bladder flush. And at the end of that week, you start the liver flush again. And at the end of that week, you do the liver gallbladder flush. You go to the kidney flush. You go to the liver gallbladder. You alternate. 1 week, you're taking echinacea the whole week. The week you stop that, then you're taking the detox tonic the whole week. Okay? It's a constant barrage of herbs to open up and flush the bowel, the liver and gallbladder, the kidneys and bladder, clean out the bloodstream, stimulate the immunity, and clean out the bowel constantly. So if you're wondering, well, how long do I cleanse or flush? I've never had anybody over cleanse, over detox, and hurt themselves. Remember, the biggest way you will get hurt in a natural program is not doing enough. Sure, there's scary stories out there about people that overdid it in health, but I haven't seen it in my 20 years in my clinic. All the people that got hurt and died because they didn't turn the volume up high enough, not because they overdid it. Does anybody know what the number one reaction is if you overdo it with juice and herbs and foods and cleansing? You throw up. Big deal. Wait till you have one shot of chemotherapy. You won't know what throwing up is. So you throw up if you overdo it. You know what always cracks me up? None of my patients ever said, you know, I called a tobacco company up because cigarettes are packaged in 20 and I wanted to smoke more than 20, but I didn't know if that was the correct dose. I didn't know if 20 was in a pack because that's how many are supposed to be there, and if it would be an overdosage if I went to 21. I never ran into a person that went, you know, we're having a great party the other night, but I drank 6 beers, and I had to call up because I didn't know if I should have a 7th because I come in 6 packs. So I tried to get them on their 800 number and couldn't get a hold of them, and we were unsure, but we went ahead anyway. I've never had anybody say, you know, we were partying and we ordered one of those big pizzas and we had those potato crisps in the bag and we finished one whole bag and we still wanted more, but we didn't know if the right dosage was one bag and they were packaged that way for my own safety. Why is it that nobody ever questions dosage when they're trying to kill themselves? But the minute they do the first best healthy thing in their life, they're all so worried, all freaked out about, is one dropperful too much or 4 dropperfuls not enough? What the heck? Where did this come from? I know where it came from. It came from bad publicity, bad press. We have a whole $1 trillion industry out there trying to make you feel that you are incompetent. And if you try to self-medicate yourself, you'll kill yourself and make yourself sick. That you shouldn't listen to your own thoughts because you're stupid and you don't have a degree. And I'm here today to empower all of you and give you all a degree in common sense. So we covered the food program, no food. We covered the elimination program, yes, clean out every elimination organ.